welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
We're cultural observers.
And of curious minds.
Get ready for sisterly banter while we chat about fixations, learnings, and personal growth.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood! Hello and welcome back to OK Sis. My name is Mads.
Oh my God. And everyone's going to tune out. No one's going to listen to us. We're giving people headaches. We're stressing people out with cortisol levels.
I would disagree. I think I'm boosting serotonin. I'm inserting some energy into our low energy days. And I think I'm doing a good deed.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all about perspectives. Hi, sisters. I am Scout, the older sister of Mads. And in case you couldn't understand anything she just fucking said, this is OK Sis Podcast. And we are so happy that you are here.
We're so happy you're here. Scout, contrary to my excited intro, I'm feeling shitty, you know? Like, I'm having one of those days where I might pour myself a glass of wine at 4 p.m.
You know, hot take. I prefer a 4 o'clock glass of wine to a 5 or 6 o'clock glass of wine. I like to...
What's your reasoning there?
I go to bed very early. I would prefer to have everything done by 8. So these people who are drinking, you know, saying happy hour starts at 5 or you know, you have the glass of wine at 6, those people are usually staying up later. And so for me, I think a nice transition, if you're going to have a glass of wine, I don't know, if you're done with work, of course, but... I think a 4 o'clock glass of wine is a strong, solid move.
Wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting acceptance and encouragement from you, but I'm here for it. I think, you know what? You pushed me over the edge. It's going to happen then.
Oh, is there supposed to be judgment around that? Because there's been a plentiful amount of times where I've had a glass of wine at 4.
I think it's like a little frowned upon, but also I know I'm going to sound like a fucking broken record and I know it's annoying to say this, but it gets dark at 5 p.m. these days and it's a little depressing. And so we need something to, I want to drink while it's like like it's sunset. Like I don't want to drink when it's pitch black. Well, I guess I want to drink then too, but the transition.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I prefer an earlier versus a later glass of wine. It moves through your system. You can go to bed with a little bit of a clearer mind. But, you know, I really have not been drinking in the last couple weeks. I think I've had like 2.5 glasses of wine, which feels really nice. It feels good.
Must be nice. I don't know what that's like.
Oh, well, just a little update on my end. So sisters, we recorded on Green Room. We do a live room on Green Room, which is Spotify's app, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to do a live podcast show. And we usually do a list of our hot takes over there. But last week we decided to go through a very, very extensive, very detailed holiday gift guide, thanks to Mads's outline.
Oh, yes. Oh, we broke down not only the gifts that we are requesting to be given this year, but we broke it down by the type of gal or the type of guy you are gifting for or being asked to gift personally. So things like the cook, the sporty gal, the fashionista, the self-care freak. Okay, we covered every personality trait. So if you can't find a gift in there, I feel bad for you.
Okay, that's good. So anyways, we will have some of our favorite stuff that we talked about in the show notes with links. Some of them had coupon codes because we love these products so much that we reached out and have been working with them. So you'll find those in the show notes, etc. But first, we have to do current fixations. But before we do current fixations, Mads, you and I haven't had an agreement. Are we buying each other holiday gifts?
You know, it's so interesting. As we recorded this holiday gift guide, I was thinking that exact thing.
Like, should we just save our money and buy it on something ourselves?
You know, I think so. But I also, what about this? Why don't we set a limit? Because like last year you got mad at me that I didn't equate your gift to my gift.
Yeah.
So why don't we set a limit?
Or I have a better idea. Or we can split a hotel room and have finally a nice getaway, the two of us.
There it is. Done. I'm always down to do a boutique hotel over a gift.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so that's our gift to one another, is that we will split a hotel room sometime before the end of this year and get away to a nice boutique and have a nice evening together.
A sister moon.
A mini sister moon, because...
A mini sister moon.
A sister moon's like a trip to Santorini. You know what I mean?
I mean, God willing.
From, what is it? From your lips to God's ears.
from your lips to God's ears. I mean, who's paying for that?
We have literally been talking about going on this extensive, large sister moon. And Mads like texts me. She's like, do you want to go to M and Jerry? I was like, sure. Sure, Mads.
God.
And then she's like, no, but seriously, do you want to go to Santorini for 2 weeks? I'm like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? Like, I'm going to say yes. And then you're going to say, okay, great, you're paying. And then it'll just, you know.
It's a business expense.
It's like the Schitt's Creek guy who's like, it's a business expense. It's a write-off.
And he says, who do you think pays for that? You write it off the government. Oh, God. I miss that show.
So until the Santorini or the Amangiri trip happen, we will spend, the two of us this year, a nice night at a boutique hotel. You can pick the hotel, but I have to give the final okay. And we can do a little sister trip together.
Amazing.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
So let's do current fixations. My current fixation, and it goes beyond current fixations, she is my ultimate expander right now, is Melissa Wood. I talk about her in this episode because she is, I don't know how to explain, other than every time I see her online, her energy is so good. She shows up exactly as she is. She's not super curated. She's, which I think is the appeal of her in general when she started her fitness app. She is the sole reason that I have been a consecutive worker outer for over 4 months and actually willingly want to do her Pilates. Like, when I don't do it for a couple of days, I get really upset and I really just want to get in there and do one of her sessions. She is also the reason that I now have a very consistent daily meditation practice, which has completely transformed my reactivity levels towards life. I'm so much less impulsive, so much more centered. My anger levels do not get high at all. And so I've been doing her Pilates sessions just 15 to 20 minutes a day, about 3 to 4 times a week through her app. And then I also do a 10 to 15 minute meditation on her app every single morning before I make myself breakfast or after my workout. And I don't know what it is about her, but the fact that she's infiltrated my life in such a beneficial way and actually provided me a way to get excited about moving my body is a very difficult feat in itself. So huge kudos and creds go out to her. And then when you follow her on Instagram, everything she wears, I mean, she's like a little bit more streetwear than I am, I think, but most of the things she wears, I just bow down for her fashion sense as well. She's a mother of 2 incredible kids, which I absolutely love. And just her reels, all of it. I don't know what else to say except that she is my complete expander right now.
Wow. It's like a love letter to Melissa Woodhouse.
I hope she listens.
Oh, she's for sure listening. Hi, girl.
I'm going to cut that clip audio and just like send it to her over DM and see what happens.
Okay, great. Manifest. Put yourself out there. Wow, there's a lot of things buzzing around in my brain about what to say for my current fixation. I was going to choose the book that I'm currently reading called 7 Days in June by Tia Williams, but I'll wait until I finish it to say it's my current fixation. But it's just so nice to have a book that you're excited to read. You know what I mean? I hate when I go in like book lulls and I'm clawing my way out of that. So that's great. I'm going to give... You inspired me with the fitness instructor-esque personality. I use Obey Fitness to work out, and there is a woman on that app. Her name is Eve, and she is Jewish and is a yoga instructor, and she has garnered up this like mass cult following on Obey. And I, Van June and I laugh because she is like the token Jew on Obey Fitness. So, you know, they always like to do themed holiday workouts, and they always make her do the like Rosh Hashanah flow or Yom Kippur flow. Look, I love her because she's such a good sport and she's great. But like, there was one time, there was like a Hanukkah from last year, she did like a Hanukkah flow, and
It was just like, I don't really know how this relates to yoga, but here we are. It's because she like grew up in yeshiva and like was super religious growing up, and now she's not that much anymore. But she is just a delight. Like, I just love her, her energy. She is so positive and so reinforcing. She goes, not here, not you. Not, like, you don't give up, not you, not now. And like, she is just spectacular. So if you're looking for someone on Obey Fitness or just to join Obey Fitness, I would highly recommend checking her out. She does yoga sculpt and vinyasa and some Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur themed flows. So I'm like,
what's the Yom Kippur one? Like, don't think about food. Like, keep going.
I think that's why. The Rosh Hashanah one was actually like, it's a new year, like new intention. She did do a Passover one. And I think that's one where she was like, I don't really know. And I'm so excited for her Hanukkah one this year. Like, she's just holding, she's holding all the Jews up over there at Obey Fit.
Your laugh is a fucking cackle today. Like, it has gone, it goes from, it starts, this is how Maddie's laugh crescendos. It starts normal and then it goes into like this witch cackle and then it ends with a, like a weird like sigh.
Oh my god.
You literally just did that exact wave that I just laid out for everybody. So anyways.
You really know me. You really know
you
me.
You know what?
Eve, if you're listening, I'm so excited for your
honor. Okay. I am making an executive decision to end this intro because Mads is going into straight delirium. And sisters, we respect you and your time and your ears. So audio platform, Mads, audio platform.
All right. Enjoy the gift guide. We may or no, we are because we...
Oh, we announced it at the end.
We're going to do a giveaway on our Instagram at OKSIS Podcast. It's a really good follow, I would say.
Yeah, the giveaway is going to be with some of our favorite brands that we mentioned. We still have to organize it, so we can't say who's actually going to be contributing, but it's going to be a big holiday gift giveaway. So stay tuned there. And as always, we love you, sisters.
Love you.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me, which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
Okay, shall we get started?
Well, yeah, you know, sure. Just another episode where we try on a weird accent.
I know. We're always keeping each other on our toes, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm so excited because every week we usually talk about our hot takes, but we thought we can do a couple, probably we'll, you know, end up adding in a hot take here or there. But since the holidays are coming up, we wanted to go through our OKSIS annual gift guide and talk about the products that we love to give for gifts this year.
Yes. And also, Hanukkah is rudely happening right promptly after Thanksgiving. It is the worst time of year for Hanukkah to come. But alas, we need to get our holiday gift guide out there because there's not a lot of time.
I actually don't. This is the earliest because all the Jewish holidays go in the lunar calendar. And this is the absolute earliest I think Hanukkah has ever come in my past experience and recollection.
Nope, you're mistaken. Hanukkah did happen on actual Thanksgiving like 4 or 5 years ago, and we called it Thanksgivica.
Oh my God. That is
That was back during your the phase where you had blonde, white, bleached hair, and you maybe like the bleach got to your brain, so you don't remember.
Okay, that was 8 years ago, first of all, 8 years ago. And that's, I'm going to call it a sin, a crime. It is the opposite of a mitzvah to have Thanksgiving and Hanukkah on the same night.
I know. Like, can we please just, like, what? Give us something. We want to celebrate the holiday.
Give us our moment. Give us our moment. Do you remember when we were little and we would go up to grocery stores because they would have those paintings on the outside of their like liquor stores?
Yeah, we were such little brats. We're like, where's your Hanukkah decals?
Yeah, where's the dreidel on this decal?
And then, no, the best one was when they would say like, Merry Christmas as they check you out. And I'd be like, Happy Hanukkah. Like, I was such a brat.
We were like 5 years old and our activist mission was to get everybody to celebrate Hanukkah in addition to Christmas. It was outrageous.
Oh my God. All right, let's get into it because I have a hefty list and I have some categories because we love an outline here. Well, I love an outline here on OK Sis. I don't know about you, Scout, but here we go. Should we start?
Yeah, I think that the contrast between your list and my list is going to be quite obvious.
Quite vast, yeah. Okay, so I think we should start with the items that we are asking for Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that. Okay. So this year, if you know on OK Sis podcast, we talk a lot about this, or we did talk once about this.
We talk a lot about this. Oh, we talked once about this.
Oh, God. So Mads sends out this email with her wish list. And every single year I passive aggressively think it is quite rude of her. But then what happens, I'm like, God, my little sister is so entitled. And then what happens is that...
is I get everything I want and you get nothing.
Not do I just, you know, it's not even that I don't get stuff that I don't want. I just like literally get nothing. And yeah. So, you know, ask and you shall receive. So I was too afraid because I clearly have difficulty asking for things that I want. I was too afraid to send out that email myself as a 30-year-old married business owner to our parents of what to get me for Hanukkah. So I snuck it in and Maddie added my wish list to her family email.
Yep. And so it took the edge off you a little bit. You're welcome is all I have to say. All right, let's start at the beginning. The first thing that I have requested is another Mate the Label cozy set. So I just got my first sweatsuit from Mate the Label and I'm utterly obsessed with it that I need it in every other color. So I'm asking for the color Bone, which is their basically off-white color and just the best, coziest sweatsuits. They're not like, they're not too heavy. So you're not like schwitzing in them, but there's a coziness. There's a chill with it. So highly recommend if you are a sweatsuit gal, go for Mate the Label.
I love it. Are we doing one for one?
Yeah,
here?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I asked for the Lofty Clock. Sorry, there's a Lofty Coffee in San Diego. Lofty Clock in all black. I, as the sisters know quite well, am at a, you know, on a crusade to destroy my phone and have it be nowhere near me. So I was really noticing, you know, in the morning I've graduated from taking off my email notifications and social media notifications, but still when the alarm goes on and you open it up and you see a text from your sister who has a question about OK Sis podcast at 6:15 in the morning, it's jarring. It's not great. So I really would love this Lofty Clock. I keep saying Lofty Coffee because that's just this neighborhood coffee shop. But the reason I want this one specifically is I know that there's Hatch out there and that just never, it didn't aesthetically match with my interior decor and vibe. And Lofty has this very mid-century vibe. It's very, very beautiful. And so once I get this, we'll see who gets it for me. I will leave my phone in the kitchen at night and my phone will not touch my bedroom.
Oh, we love it. We love a mental health product.
Yeah, it's more just like, get the fuck out of my eyesight.
Get the fuck out. Okay, love that.
Yeah, get out.
Okay, my next thing is the Stag EKG electric kettle, which I actually think you have, Scout. It's a very, you know, pour over coffee, fancy schmancy water heater, I guess, kettle. And it's just aesthetically pleasing.
I have it.
And
wait, let me click on yours because I actually think I have a different one. I'm here with the email open.
Oh, you're here with the email?
Yes, I have this exact one. I don't know what it is about this tea kettle, but I started drinking tea religiously because of this. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, no. I'm it's purely for aesthetics and it will get me so excited about my tea drinking. So I'm ready. I'm ready for it to elevate the tea drinking experience.
It starts with aesthetics and then it creeps into an actual ritual that's going to make you a better person.
Okay. Can you describe OK Sis any better than that? It starts with aesthetics and then it creeps into the routine.
To make you a better person. Okay. So the next thing on my list are, I hope I'm saying this right, Anine Bing sunglasses. So Anine Bing.
Oh my God. Those ones are so cute. I was also peeping over at your Hanukkah list and oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now I've been rocking the Warby Parker tortoise smaller cat eye sunglasses and I've been wearing them pretty religiously, but I am craving some all black sunglasses. And so these ones are very, very cute. And to be honest, I was going to ask for a gift card to Anine Bing just because I feel as if the majority of what they offer is very, very on brand with my style. However, because the prices are a little bit on the high end, I thought maybe I would get a lower gift card and then have to spend more money to get one item that I wanted. So
strategic.
Pick out these sunglasses because this is something that I have been looking at. They're oval. They're black oval.
They're chic. They're fabulous. I really hope you get them.
Thanks, Mads.
All right. My next item is the Parachute Waffle Robe in the color tan. I first came across the Parachute Waffle Robe when we were at the Surfrider Malibu for my birthday about almost a year and a half ago. And I remember being severely hungover and the Parachute Waffle Robe cured me. It cured the hangover. So I'm looking for that in my life, a cure. That is what I hope it will deliver.
I feel like you've wanted this waffle robe for so long.
I've wanted it for a while. And I think the criteria for a good gift is that something you've wanted for a while that you just cannot hit checkout. Like there's just something that is holding you back. And that is what you ask for. You want someone else to hit the checkout button for you.
Oh, damn it. I should have added the wine glasses to my list that matched the glasses you got me last year. Still, $65, have not pressed checkout on those.
Yeah, there are some things that you just won't. You won't take the plunge. All right.
Yeah, but then you'll spend double on something else randomly and impulsively.
Impulse, yeah. It's wild.
So I would like an Agold gift card because there are two pairs of jeans that...
Is it Agold or a Goldie?
Who the fuck knows? We'll go with Agoldie. Okay. I bought a pair of Agoldie jeans last year, which were absolutely superb and excellent. But then I went off my medication and my birth control and I gained weight. So they're a little snug. They fit great when I'm standing. They don't fit great when I'm sitting. So
wait,
that is the
motto of my fucking life. that encompasses my entire jean wearing career. It looks good when I'm standing, doesn't look good when I'm sitting. Ben June is always like, I always have to sit down and unbuckle my button and unzip my pants at dinner. And he's like, you need to get better jeans. I'm like, no, but they fit me when I'm standing up and they look great in the mirror pick. But then, yeah, I'm going to have to sit down and unbutton. That's just the way jeans are with me.
It's the way jeans are with anyone, no shade at all, but anyone who isn't necessarily extremely, extremely thin with no curves, right? Like if you have any sort of curve going on, shopping for jeans is a fucking mission and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mission and a half. They look good when you're standing. It's super fucking uncomfortable when you're sitting. So I would like to get the same jeans in a size up. And I would also like their, I think it's like a vegan leather pants. I want their vegan leather because I have leather pants from Avec Les Filles, but I wore them so much that like the butt material has kind of come off. And so I can't really wear them anymore. So I would like to get the Agoldie one. So I just asked for a gift card to put towards those two purchases.
Amazing. You know, I'm just realizing we're such consumers. We are contributing to the economy And we're really boosting it, I think.
Single-handedly, you have supported the sweatsuit movement. So you deserve some sort of fucking like best shopper award or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I would like a sweatsuit best shopper reward. Also, I would like, yeah, just to be compensated for what I've given to the economy. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know if this is something we should brag about, but I'm all for buying things that elevate your life.
I agree. I think we should brag. We are consumers.
Okay. Keep going with your consumer shit.
Okay. All right. So this is something that you recently purchased, and because I look up to you in every single way, Scout, and I emulate everything you do, it inspired me to ask for it on my Hanukkah list, which is the Beast Blender in Carbon Black. And look, I have a blender. I mean, it works fine. It's very, very loud. So again, we're here for the aesthetics, and then it drills down into the routine. So I'm hoping that I can get back onto my smoothie game if I purchase this or have it be gifted to me.
Here's my review of the Beast Blender. We were talking about how we were confused why it's called Beast, because in the photography, it looks so elegant and minimalistic and sophisticated. And there's really a big design emphasis, of course. It's a fucking beast. It is a big piece of machinery, man. It is. There's nothing subtle or kind of like slim about it. It's a big fucking piece of machinery. So
accurately named.
Accurately named. I love it. It's beautiful. Blends great. Blades are nice.
Is it loud?
No, it's not loud at all.
Okay, that's what I need then, because Benjun has to go in the other room and close the door every time I make a smoothie.
Yeah, it's not loud. And again, it looks great on your countertop.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
Oh, my turn. So I would like this Vince skirt in black. It is one of the non-negotiable staples in my closet is a black slip silk skirt. It's something that I wear constantly at all times. It's kind of like my sweatsuit. I always wear a black slip silk skirt. I have a midi one that I wear constantly, and I just saw.
Yeah, we know, Scout.
Yeah, constantly. It's like if I had to choose one thing to take from my closet, it would be that. Vince has a shorter one that comes up right above the knee, and I thought that that would be a really great addition and a new staple in my closet. So I asked for that.
Mm-hmm. That is so a you thing to ask for. It hurts.
Can you imagine me in my Vince black silk slip skirt with a black sweater, my black Anine Bing sunglasses, I mean, and a kitten heel? I mean, it's so good.
I mean, it's like, it's part of your personality, this fucking slip silk black skirt.
And to be honest, I'm a little bit shocked that, okay, so obviously this is a staple in fashion. It's nothing new, et cetera. It's like a very classic piece that one can buy. But I really don't think it's gotten the limelight that it deserves as like, this. You know, like everyone talks about jeans and sweatsuits and denim.
I'll give you the reason. Okay. If you have any sort of tummy, if you have any sort of protruding flesh that comes in the fupa area, you cannot wear a black silk skirt, slim skirt. Okay. I have tried. Okay. No. I have tried to wear it. It makes me look like a lump. It looks me look like a frumpy lump. Like I'm again in the Fiddler on the Roof with the lumpy skirt.
No, okay, that's incorrect. I'm going to tell you why. The black silk slip skirt that I have is so flattering that I actually look better in that than I do in jeans. The problem is that these skirts are similar to denim that you have to try on the right one. Like you have to find the right one. And when you do, it's so flattering.
There's a shadow that happens with these silk slip skirts. And anytime I take a mirror selfie, I'm feeling myself suck in. Doing like a tummy tuck, it's not comfortable for me. So I'm glad it works for you, Scout. I do not recommend for fupas.
Okay. Hot take, I guess.
Okay. So now we're going to go into a little bit more gift guide of just general things that we think that things we have or just things in general that are really great to give. Okay. I have categories. So you could jump in whenever you like. Make sure that you place them in the proper category. Okay.
Could you have given this to me before?
No. Because you don't like to prepare. Okay, number one, for the cook, I have the Our Place Always pan. Stellar pan. You've seen it all over the Instagrams. It's worth the hype, okay? It is an amazing pan, and I love it dearly, and it's so cute. I've said this many times on the podcast. It feels like a work of art. You know how you stash your pans in a drawer never to be seen again? This one sits proudly on top of your stove, like a piece of sculpture. So I highly recommend that one. And then the Brightland olive oil. We had the founder on OKSIS. You can listen to that episode. Incredible olive oil. I could drink it with a straw. It's that good. And it, again, very chic next to your stove. And then the last thing for the cook, I mean, this is not really like cook, but this is kitchen adjacent, is ghee. Ghee, I would recommend getting it as a bar staple or the cans, just as something to drink as you are cooking so that you're not fucked up while you're cooking, because that could be a disaster, you know? I mean, I like to drink wine while I cook, but like sometimes if you drink a little too much, you're in dangerous territory. So ghee is kind of a nice balance so that you can feel like you're drinking something while you're cooking, and it's a whole thing. What about you?
In that category, I would also add omsam, which we just had the sisters on. I just put some rice, onion, mushroom, and asparagus into a pan, and I added the lemongrass flavoring. They have different Asian flavorings. It was so fucking good. So if you do like to cook and you're a big flavor person, you don't want to like chop every little thing up, I would also recommend buying for the cook in your life the omsam packets. What's our code? We have a code.
OKSIS10.
That's all I have for the cooking. I don't have too much for the chef.
Okay. Next category is self-care freak. So I put the 5-minute journal. We obviously rave about this on OKSIS many a times. It's a great, you know, low cost gift that is really impactful for someone. So I would highly recommend that. Obviously a Moleskine journal. We're big Moleskine stands over here. So that also could be, you know, just like a nice journal to give someone who's trying to get into self-care, trying to get into journaling. And then my last recommendation is, this is a unique idea, okay? The To Be Magnetic subscription. I think if, oh my God, that's so cute. I think they have a Black Friday. They usually do Black Friday sales, because that's when I got my subscription last year. It's coming up on a year, my annual subscription. So I think that's just an amazing gift. If there's someone in your life that is looking to self-improve, they're on a journey to evolve and progress their mental health, the To Be Magnetic manifestation course, I'm not sure if you can, you probably could just buy like certain courses or bundles. So check that out, because I think that's such a unique and, again, impactful gift.
Yeah, I gave that to one of my employees last
year. Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a really good gift, because sometimes those are the types of things that you don't check out and purchase yourself. Sometimes we purchase the more, the shiny object stuff versus the thing that's really going to go deep and heal you. So I also put the pathway. Mm-hmm. And then I also put for this category, the inner compass cards. I feel like they're a really, really approachable way to start using a deck of cards as a kind of self-check-in, a little ritual to get introspective before the day starts. And they're pretty simple and straightforward. They're not so woo-woo. So they just have this nourishing, grounding, more personal development type stuff versus getting super spiritual. You know, I have like the Starseed Oracle and the Sacred Rebel Oracle, and that gets like a little like very woo-woo. So the Inner Compass cards are a really, really beautiful, great intro deck if you're looking to use that as a little way to check in with yourself every day.
Love that. Okay, next category is the spa day. So first we have the Crown Affair hair towel. That hair towel has changed my motherfucking life, okay? I wear the hair towel every day for about half of the day because I work from home, and it is just so luxurious. It is like microfiber, so it's much better for your hair in terms of drying it, and it feels like you're in a spa. Like, it's just fantastic. So highly recommend as a gift. And then I said the Lunia sleeping mask. So I don't use a sleeping mask when I actually sleep, because I never understood it. We talked about this, like the dilemma between having skincare and then putting on a sleeping mask. It just like feels counterintuitive to me. So, but I use it for the deep imaginings in to be magnetic. So like meditations, it's really nice just to like make everything super dark around you. And the Lunya one is silk. So it's, oh God, it feels amazing on your face. So I would recommend that one. And then another brand that we love is Drifter Organics. It is actually by one of the sisters. Her name is Michaela. And they have this body butter and face oil, all clean skincare lines. If you're looking for some, you know, clean skincare, head over there.
Beautiful. I wrote down for this, my coach Amy Natalie gifted me for my birthday, Goops. It's a martini bath soak. So it's like an emotional detox bath salt kind of soak. And it's so good. The only thing is that it doesn't stain your white tub, but it takes a little bit to get it off. Like it kind of leaves a residue, but it smells so good and it's the best soak. I love it so much. As far as eye masks go, I actually use Slept Life's one. So it's also a black silk weighted one that I use. I don't use Lumia's one. I use that one and I only use it for naps. It's really good for naps or just when I have a headache, just like putting it on my eyes and just laying there. As far as skincare goes, I am currently, if you have anyone in your life who is suffering from acne or has acne prone skin, I am exclusively on a clear stem skincare routine. It's the whole natural, non-toxic vibe, also backed by Danielle, who is the co-founder. It's Danielle and Kaylee. Danielle is like the acne guru. She is absolutely incredible on the education side, the scientific side about what causes acne-prone skin to break out. So clear stem skincare is what I will exclusively use right now because it has none of their ingredients are pore clogging. So highly recommend the clear stem skincare gift card for anyone in your life who is struggling with acne.
Nice. Oh, one other thing I added was the Edie Parker weed. I guess that could be part of spa day. So if you're looking to chill out, we had the founder of Edie Parker, Brett, on the pod, and they just came out with a weed line. So that's like I feel like that's a really nice, like luxurious weed gift for someone in your life that likes to smoke.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, Palo Santo on Palo Santo on Palo Santo. And last one would be the Necessaire body exfoliator scrub.
Yes. Yes. I approve that message. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next category is sex positive. So for the sex positive gal or guy in your life, these are the products we recommend. Number one, a Dipsy subscription. I think that is, again, a very unique and awesome gift to give someone. If you know anyone who is, you know, wanting to up their libido or they, you know, are just a sexual person in nature, Dipsy, we've also had the founder on OK Sis, is an incredible audio erotica app. And I think it's just such a cool gift to give someone. And obviously it's like a monthly subscription, so it could be a nice little addition to sex life. Maybe this is good for like a partner. That's a good one. And then my next.
You forgot. They also sponsor the podcast. So we have a code. You just go to dipsy.com/SIS and you can get, 30 days of full access for free. I pulled it up the email because we're not like great influencers at this shit, but they sponsor the pod because we have been fucking using them for so long. And we're like, beyond obsessed. So yes,
we're beyond obsessed. We're beyond. And then my next sexy gift idea is Dame products. Of course, again, we've also had the founder on OK Sis and we are Eva stans. Eva is their vibrator that is hands-free. It tucks under your labia. So it's like a little egg that goes in your vagine and it's fantastic. Honestly, my boyfriend actually got me another Dame products vibrator, one that is hands, because sometimes I like to have a little more control. And so that's just a great one to give to your partner, I think, or even tell your partner to give to you.
Yep. You covered my two ones.
Okay, great. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but the fashionista, I put Birkenstocks. Honestly, it's just a personality trait of mine. So I have to say, get the clogs, the tan clogs. You will never go wrong. They're the best shoes in the world. Then I would say,
are you going to let me add to this fucking list?
No, let me say mine first and then you say yours. And then okay. Mini Uggs. I mean, it's the holidays. Get the chestnut mini Uggs. You'll look like Emma Chamberlain, and it's a good time. Next, I think these are my three gift card suggestions. I think these are really good gift card suggestions. Warby Parker, I think, is an amazing gift card because obviously you can't buy glasses for someone. They need to put it on. So it's a really good gift card. Mad Happy is an amazing gift card. And Aritzia. I think Aritzia is just such a staple. Like, I'm always on their website being like, I wish I had a fucking gift card, you know? So those are my three suggestions for gift cards for the fashionista.
Amazing. I wrote a Sedactive gift card for the fashionista because
Scout, that goes into a different category, okay?
Wait, how many categories do we have?
We have two more.
Okay, well, for the fashionista, Frida Salvador makes the most incredible shoes. If you want to get someone a gift card to Frida Salvador, their shoes are impeccable.
Amazing. Okay, so then the next category is Sporty Gal. So this is where the Sedactive gift card comes in. 100% agree with you, Scout. A Sedactive gift card, you can never go wrong. Because there's, again, always times I'm on that website and I wish I had a gift card. And other things for the Sporty Gal, obviously the Bala bangles or the Bala weights or the Bala ring, like just anything Bala is the perfect gift for a Sporty Gal. I have them in like every single color and size. And we've also had the founders on OK Sis, so you can listen to that episode too. And then my favorite yoga mat is the Lululemon thick ass yoga mat. Okay. It's a little expensive, but it is thick with a capital T. And it's fantastic, okay? So I highly recommend the Lululemon yoga mat. And then while you're at Lululemon, get the fanny pack. I know every basic bitch has it, but just get it. It is so versatile. You look like a hype beast. You look amazing. Get it in black and just be cool.
Okay, I have one more thing to add to that. I would say getting a Melissa Wood Health year subscription.
Yes. Look at us with the subscriptions. I think that's such a – like, it's just it's such a specific and – considerate gift.
All these subscriptions really enhance your life. So Melissa Wood Health, the app, Melissa Wood, her app, Melissa Wood Health, has single-handedly changed my life.
You mean Health is not her last name?
No. I have been reluctant to talk about this because I have yo-yoed with this stuff before in the past, but I have officially been consistently doing Melissa Wood Pilates for, ooh, I think, 4 months now. And not only do I do her Pilates, I would say on average 3 to 4 times a week, I also now do her meditations every single morning. So I just got into I think I'm going on month 2 of a daily meditation practice, and it's truly all because of Melissa Wood. Also, I don't know if you've been following her on Instagram, Mads, but the way she dressed is...
Jenny Kane vibes.
No, it's not Jenny Kane vibes. It's not Jenny Kane vibes at all. It is everything and more I want out of a closet. It's edgy. It's like she's in these like huge black bomber leather jackets with like Chanel black bags. If you look at her, I'm going to send you photos on Instagram. You see a version of me in her that I probably, I don't know if I'll ever get to, but I can aspire.
Yeah. Looking forward to receiving those DMs. Yeah. The only Melissa Wood Health content I consume on the Instagram is her doing leg lifts while she's walking through Central Park with her stroller. Stroller workouts, I think she calls them or whatever. I like those. Those are great. Very relatable.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Okay. The last category is the tech gal. I didn't make it.
Okay, that's not the last category because I have another category that you did not cover.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't make up a cute name. The tech person. I only have one thing to add to this section. Actually, I have two things. AirPods. Great gift. Great, great gift. If someone in your life is still archaic and using, oh my God, I saw this. Oh no. I saw an article that said that the headphones with the wires are now vintage and Gen Z is now wearing them because they're vintage.
Oh my God. I was also watching Parks and Rec for the fifth time and they do a time capsule, and they burned a DVD of one of their town hall meetings and they put it in the time capsule. And like 3 years ago when I watched that, I'd be like, yeah, that works. And today I was like, no one's going to have a DVD player when they dig up this time capsule.
I know. It's, yeah. So
get your friends AirPods. Let's never go back to that time. And let's also never call them vintage. That just is ridiculous. And my second tech recommendation is the, I don't know how to say, I'm going to say this wrong, Courant. Maybe it's, you know, in the French way, Courant, but I'm not entirely sure. It's C-O-U-R-A-N-T. And it is a charger that you just put your phone on top of. What are those called? Wireless charger.
Wireless yes. chargers. Adam has
incredible. Been. I mean, my whole life has been changed. I put my phone, I put the AirPods, I got the twofer, and great gift. And it's aesthetically pleasing. It blends in with my nightstand. It is incredible. I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, I got nothing for the tech gal. I got nothing. I'm coming up short on that one. I don't even know what to offer. This was part of the conversation. So can I go to my... what's it called? Segment? What are you calling this?
Categories. Wait, but I do, is it the bibliophile? Oh, no. Okay. Cause I actually do have another section for the big bibliophile. Let's do that.
What about my category? Can I go through my fucking category?
It's at the end. Save the best for last. Go.
Why is mine at the end?
Save the best for last. Okay. Listen, for the bibliophile. Book of the month subscription. Look at us with the motherfucking subscriptions. Book of the month subscription is a great idea. Or a romance novel book subscription. There is one by The Ripped Bodice that they do a monthly subscription. So if you have a, you know, romance novel lover like myself in the fam or in the friend group, highly recommend that. I think that's super thought provoking. I couldn't think of what I was going to say. And I'm trying to think of what other books I would recommend. What would you okay. I mean, if you want to like, if people are looking to learn, I would get them Atomic Habits.
Okay, great. Moving on to my fucking category. Thank you. Okay. For the entrepreneur in your...
Oh my God, the emotional entrepreneur.
Okay, so I created... a little gift bundle for the entrepreneur in your life. It is 3 books and 1 product. So we're going to...
So there was a bibliophile.
This is not for the bibliophile. This is for the entrepreneur. Okay. So the 3 books I recommend if you have one of your girlfriends just started her own business, this will be so, so helpful and supportive, et cetera. You can buy my book. We'll start with my book. My book is called The Emotional Entrepreneur. This will help your girlfriend emotionally get through starting her own business and managing and scaling it, all the good stuff. So there's my book, The Emotional Entrepreneur, for the emotional side of starting a business. I always recommend Be by Jessica Zweig to really, really hone in on what your personal brand as a female founder is going to be. If that is something that you're interested in being a public-facing founder, which me and Mads talk a lot about on OK Sis. And then for your business and how to market and talk about your business on the internet, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, single-handedly changed the way I do sales and changed the way I talk about Scout's Agency on Instagram and everything. It's so fucking good. So those are the 3, one for your business, the Donald Miller book, one for your personal brand, Be by Jessica Zweig, and one for the emotional aspect, The Emotional Entrepreneur by me, Scout Sobel. And then the other thing that I would throw in there is a box of Get Super, which is a hemp-infused instant coffee that my best friend launched, actually one of my best friends launched. And when she first launched it, she was like, I'm doing hemp-infused instant coffee. And I was a little confused. And then she gave me a box and I am literally so addicted to Get Super. It's crazy.
It's so delicious.
Okay. It doesn't taste instant, but you don't have to like make coffee. So it's just really quick, easy, accessible. The middle of the day, you have that afternoon slump. You're on a lot of calls. You just go straight, boil some water with your new aesthetic as fuck kettle mats, throw some Get Super in, and it doesn't give you the jitters because of the CBD. So I, as a business owner, literally, I don't travel without Get Super. I don't not have it stocked in my house. And I think our code, I texted her asking her to set me up with a code, is OKSIS15 if you guys want a box of Get Super, because that's it. That's like the move as an entrepreneur. Yeah.
The move.
So that's the entrepreneur bundle.
Entrepreneur bundle. We should do a little giveaway, a little holiday Hanukkah giveaway with some of these fun products that we mentioned.
Oh, we should. That'll be a good idea. I can donate the emotional entrepreneur
Oh, thank you. That's so generous.
You're welcome. I can probably get some clear stem skincare, maybe some Get Super up in here. We can get some stuff together.
Oh, yeah. We can hit up the past okay sis community and get some things for the sister.
Yeah. Okay, well, sisters, look out for that on Instagram because this will have to probably be announced soon. So come follow us on Instagram at okay sis podcast and we'll announce when we get this giveaway to go together. I don't know what that word was. Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening and for tuning in to Green Room on Spotify. This is a room that we do every single week on Thursdays at 3 p.m. PST. It's such a fun little like live moment. And we love, you know, chatting with you guys and interacting with you live. So be sure to come back every Thursday at 3 p.m. We usually do weekly hot takes, but of course, you know, we had to squeeze in our favorite topic, which is direct-to-consumer brands and trendy brands and products.
Good job. Good job, TK, man. Good job. Good job using your words.
You know, the purchasing power of our economic decisions. But anyways, hope you guys have a happy holidays. I mean, obviously, if you're not getting any gifts or not giving any gifts, that's cool too. Maybe a hug. A hug.
A hug. Yeah, free hugs are
free hugs.
And really, really, to be honest.
Nourishing.
Encouraged. Encouraged.
Yes.
So yeah. Follow us on Instagram at OK Sis Podcast to look out for this big giveaway that apparently we're doing that we now have to organize. And listen to OK Sis Podcast wherever podcasts are being consumed. We love you, sisters.
Love you. Bye.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.